Son, the only trouble is you can't put the bag in.
Okay, John.
Okay. Okay, X is 104, Y 403, Z 423. X 107, Y 404, Z 425. X 110, Y 405, Z 425.
Okay, outstanding. Advise you down.
Houston, Houston?
Sure did.
Advise you down. Okay, Tony, this is a the rock I got here. Read switches off. And the power switches off. It's a very friable rock, and it's the most sharp rock I've ever seen. It's just pure white. The whole matrix is pure white.
Okay.
And it's a, and it's not a breccia. Hey, John?
Yeah?
I hate to tell you this, but I dropped my bags.
I get them.
If you come, they can't guess what case happened.
What?
The little thing, I didn't think it came unlocked.
Gotta tape those.
No, that not that. It was just the top thing. This is really some rock. Really shocked.
Okay, move back. Let me get it on the fly, Charlie.
Okay, and as soon as you can get buttoned up there, we'll be taking off.
Okay.
Tony, on this friable rock, this... the shock one, it's very friable, and I'm going to try to get it in the bag, but I'm not sure it's going to go. If I don't get it in the bag, I don't think it's going to survive. Well, there's part of it in the bag anyway.
That'll do fine.
It just broke in two in my hand.
The chemists are always telling us how little rock they need.
Okay. That's in bag number nine.
Okay, bag nine.
Well, I get a lot of nice, they're going to get a lot of nice rock samples today.
Good show. It sure sounds that way.
Nice little rocks.
Sounded like a lot of rocks.
That was a real balancing act, though.
And if somebody cleans their suit, they can get another 5 pounds.
That's our comprehensive sample.
Now, here comes the interesting part. Oh.
Very good, John.
Ed was right, it does wind up on itself.
Yeah, Ed's sitting here chuckling.
Will it unwind on itself? Yeah.
Look at that thing. It's like a bowl of spaghetti.
What I hope is it doesn't end up going into the mouth of the...
Hey, you're doing pretty good there, John.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, bag number 10, Tony, is another one.
Okay, bag 10.
It's an angular rock.
Charlie, we better get you loaded back up.
I was worried about that power cable.
Say again, John?
No, I was worried about on a geophone experiment. Huh?
They want us to load up, John. I guess I'm running out of water. Okay.
John, go ahead and what you were saying.
I said, have we got a problem of some kind or we need to get Charlie back?
It's no problem. We're just trying to, you're a little bit late on this station, and to get everything in and still get back in time, we might be a little late.
Okay. We understand.
Right. We're going to shorten the EVA by about 8 minutes is all.
8 minutes? We'll settle for that.
Crew's now been on the lunar surface for 5 hours, 51 minutes, and we have 1 hour remaining in this EVA.
Apple's going into bag 11, Tony.
Okay, bag 11.
And here, Tony, I don't really see... that's a sack full, John. I don't see the high albedo stuff underneath.
Well, that thing is in as good as I can put it back in, Houston, but I wouldn't be surprised to see it hanging out someday.
Houston, I hate to tell you this, but those rocks, these white ones here, they look like caliche to me.
Well, who knows?
Okay, Houston, we're going to frame switch to one and CCW. You already got it, CCW? Yeah. Mode switch is going to one, Houston.
Okay. And...
You just got mine. I gave the last frame count on the...
Right.
On the LPM. I don't... Okay,
check and make sure your purge valve pin's still in.
It is, Charlie.
Ain't no way I can tell unless you could see it there. I thought.
Outstanding.
We are mounted upon the vehicle, as they say.
Okay.
Listen.
That skill is awesome.
Okay.